ladies, gentlemen, card game lovers and gamers of all ages. You'll probably find that tonight we do not have the majestic voice of Adam Mondes on the air. Instead, you have my dulcet tones guiding you into an interesting podcast for tonight. An interesting episode. You see, I am not alone. Do not worry. You won't have to tolerate me for an hour. Instead, you have me with a good friend of ours that we managed to make through connections with the host community. And that is our good friend Liam from the channel Wise and Chill. Hi, Liam. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy. Good. Thank you very much. How are you?
I am doing well. Now, we've not had you here before.
Who?
You are a new friend to us. However, we would like to hear a bit about you. What is your card game history? We always try and get that from our new time guests. What is your gaming background? And what brings you here today?
Yeah, so as you already mentioned, I am a content creator on YouTube and Twitch by the channel Weiss & Chill, where I focus on the game Vice Shards. It's an anime card game created by Bushirove, the same creators of Cardfight Vanguard. In terms of my card game history, I used to play Pokemon Yu-Gi-Oh! From the age of about 8, 9. And when I was young, back in 2008, I went to Nationals for Yu-Gi-Oh! And made top 32 in the UK. Not only that as well, in terms of like down the line, I sort of dabbled in Yu-Gi-Oh! Here and there, but then found Vice Shorts about 8 years ago, so back in 2015. Since then, I am a world finalist, where I went to the world finals for the 2019 season, level 2 judge for the Bushirove judge program, specifically for Vice Shorts. And I just like to have fun and chill with friends, basically. It's exactly what it's, the channel name is exactly what we do. We play Vice Shorts and we chill with friends. That's exactly what we do.
Well, I'm glad that at least the channel is being very truthful about what you'll experience when you go to the channel. And viewers, I do recommend going over. It is some great quality production over there, as well as really informative about Vice Shorts, as well as and what you can experience within the game. Now, Vice Shorts is a game that's actually been around for quite a while in the UK and even longer in Japan. But it is a game that probably not many of you have heard. And that's because, well, it's a great game. But unfortunately, as the world domination of Magic the Gathering took over, as well as Yu-Gi-Oh!, a lot of card games get pushed aside. And that's why we try and dig them out for you to tell you about them. And Vice Shorts is a special place because if you're an anime lover like myself, you will find almost any IP that you enjoy in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure my friend Liam here can tell you a bit more about the game, as well as what you can find in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, so Vice Shorts is, again, a stereotypical 1v1 card game, as you expect in most card games like Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh!, so on and so forth. And some of the IPs that you can find in there, some of the big ones, Sword Art Online, Attack on Titan, Persona 5, Konosuba, Hololive Production, Seven Deadly Sins, just to name a few. And they are sort of like the sort of license. And basically the idea is that you build a deck around said IP, said license, and you play an opponent who might be playing the same or a different one, and you try and beat your opponent as you would do in a standard 1v1 game. And yeah, the way the releases are done, it's not done where a set will have multiple archetypes. A set is literally, you will buy a booster box or booster pack for the Sword Art Online set, for the Attack on Titan set, for the whatever set you get into. So it's quite a unique way that they sell their booster packs and things like that. But yeah, it's really, really fun. It's definitely a more casual game. If you are a super competitive person, Vice Shorts is not that good of a game because there is an extreme high element of luck. However, if you are competitive but also with a very keen edge to play a more casual game, Vice Shorts is fantastic.
Oh, I absolutely have to agree. I managed to pick up the Ruby trial a while ago. Yes, because I loved the original Ruby series before.
Yes,
good old Monty unfortunately passed back in season 3.
Yeah,
and I went to Living Realms, a store up north. And I managed to sit down with some people there and play. And they had built decks and non-trial decks that we managed to play. And the thing that really draws me in as well from a gameplay aspect of Vice Shorts, both from this trial deck, actually having access to certain key cards and elements of the game, which we'll talk a bit about more in a minute before we start just throwing keywords and slang out there about the game. But everything felt so much more balanced and like,
yes.
Nothing felt really power. Like, Ruby is a fairly recent trial deck, and I played against a deck which I believe was a few years old.
Sure.
And it just felt a lot more on par. There were certain aspects that felt a bit more powerful within my more recent deck, but it was not in the case of, oh, there's no point of playing this older deck because this new deck is just better. There was a reason, and beyond just the IP, to play the deck that was older.
Yes.
And I really enjoy that fact of power creep doesn't seem to be as large a thing. How would you...
I totally agree. So, power creep, obviously, in every card game, there is an element of power creep.
Of course.
It would be an absolute lie to say there is zero power creep. However, the nature of Weisschwarz is such that you can play Weisschwarz and for example, Yu-Gi-Oh! If you do not draw an opening hand that you can use, you brick, you scoop, you go into game two. You just don't play. You just stop, you carry on. Same with Magic, same with Pokemon, that you just scoop, carry on. With Weisschwarz, you can easily fix a game, even if you have a terrible starting hand. Just because you have a bad hand does not mean you lose. Which, you know, and there's a very, very good combat mechanic in Weisschwarz. And not only that, like I said, with the power creep, the game is designed in such a way where, yes, there is a meta. Yes, there are decks that are most powerful. And yes, there are decks that will be more likely to do well at a competitive event. However, you can play a deck that is 6 years old, even a trial deck. You can just pick up a trial deck, and that can beat a competitive deck. Like, in Yu-Gi-Oh!, you pick up a structured deck, you pick a one-off thing, and you go against a meta deck, you will not win. You will not win. Like, there's literally 100%, there's 100% chance that you will lose. In Weisschwarz, you have a trial deck, go against a meta deck, and you've actually got a chance of winning still. And that's what's fantastic about Vice. It's a fantastic game for people of all ability to come in whilst there's still being an element of skill if you want to go that competitive route.
Yeah, and very much an aspect of fun. The mechanics within the game really keep you involved. Even when you, as you were saying about the character mechanic, that's due to a thing within the game called the leveling system. As you take damage into your clock, which is your damage area, you will, after a certain amount of damage taken, I believe it's 7 or 8.
Seven.
Seven. Once you take 7 damage from your clock, which you will also contribute to if you want to fix those nasty hands to draw more cards, you will take one of those cards from your clock and you'll place into your level area. This allows you to play more powerful cards.
Yes.
I mean, that maybe sometimes you do, depending on what deck you're playing, you actually want to take that early damage and be behind in the early game so you can get ahead of your level 1s, 2s, and eventually level 3s.
Yes.
And that is very fun and reminds me of a older mechanic that was used within Vanguard back when another Bushiroad game. And that was a mechanic known as Limit Break, which was as you took damage after 4 points of damage, you would unlock more abilities within your Vanguard to be able to catch back up within that game.
Yes. Yeah, so... like Limit Break, using Counter Blast, things like that in Vanguard, obviously, where the damage you take allows you to use more abilities. Bushiroad have got a very fantastic way of actually using catch-up mechanics in their games. And it's a key part of basically all of their games.
Yeah.
And they do that very well. I think they do it better than any other card game company.
As someone who's played basically every single mainstream card game and a lot of online card games where they have a lot more freedom to do catch-up mechanics. Yeah, I would agree with that. They have one of the best, if not the best, out there.
But yeah, so like, and that's what I think is great about Weisschwarz as a game. Again, you might be behind, but again, because of how good the catch-up mechanic is, just because you're behind does not mean you automatically lose. You can easily pull things back, and it literally comes down to the wire where literally you hit level 3, you try and kill your opponent. If you don't kill them, they might kill you back, but you might still survive. Honestly, that's where the element of luck makes the game exciting. Because if you're level three with 6 damage in your clock, and you need 2 damage to lose, or your opponent's attacking you, trying to just finish you off, and you just keep cancelling off that top, it's the same as in Vanguard where you cancel on 6, or you heal or trigger on 6. You know, that moment where you're like, I'm about to die. Oh, wait, maybe not. Let's carry on. Like, that's really hype. And it's really good fun to see that happen, especially during a tournament where, you know, things are on the line, or, you know, people having fun. It's like, oh, I'm just going to try this random crazy chaos combo and see how it goes. And you either finish them off because it's an absolutely crazy combo, or your opponent just basically cockroaches, what I call, and just can't die because they won't.
I can very much attest to this. In my first 2 games with Ruby trial deck, I was playing against... I cannot remember the IP. I think it might have been Sword Art Online.
Sure.
Or Seven Deadly Sins. I think it was Seven Deadly Sins.
Okay, sure.
And I think it was Blue Green. And
oh yes, that if it's Blue Green, that sounds very 7 days since.
I've got very ahead. I had a really good game, and it got to the point where my opponent was saying, "I think you've got this." And as I tried to do the final point of damage, because if not, it went to dead, and I was likely to die because I had run out of cancels.
Yes,
they hit their final cancel in their deck, survived, and then killed me on the crackback. And yep. I was just there, so distraught, but so excited by that possibility on both ends. But you're not just a player for White Schwartz, are you, Liam?
No.
You're a little bit more than that. A little bit more special.
Special makes it sound egotistic. But yes, no. So, yes, like I said earlier. So, yes, I've been playing for 8 years. But I am also an official level 2 judge for White Schwartz, where I've head judged online events and also national level events, as well as obviously being a content creator as well. So, yes.
Yes, and is it a lot of fun to judge White Schwartz?
Because it know is. Yeah. And so, like, I would say, as much as I love playing Vice, I do enjoy judging and basically helping organize tournaments, especially in a official stance. Like helping out the likes of Bushy Road, Blackfire, who are the European distributors for Bushy Road at the moment. Assisting those guys run a tournament. Like being a judge, being head judge, you know, that sort of thing is, you know, it's the thing that I find with Vice Schwartz, it's such a fantastic community that I want to do what I can to facilitate for it in any way. Where, you know, judging is part of that. And I think it's one of those things where Vice Schwartz is a game that's easy to learn, difficult to master. And that's where judging can be complex. But if you understand the nitty gritties, Vice Schwartz is an incredibly easy game to learn. You know, and like I do videos, some of my recent video series where I did some example judge test questions where, you know, worked with a few other judges on my Discord server. Let's design some other judge questions that aren't in the current test, so they can't be used to, you know, basically cheat answers, but give some examples where we can give the answers out and explain why and make a bit of an educational series about it. And I've released the first 2 parts. The third part will be going out just before I leave for Japan, which that's a whole other thing that I need to talk about because there's some very exciting things happening in Japan when I go in November this year, 2023, which will blow things up, which will be pretty crazy. And so it's one of those things where judging is my way of being able to give back to the community, which has been so good to me. That and I've always enjoyed judging. Like I used to be a Konami judge. I used to sort of unofficially help judge for Pokemon. Again, and now I do Vice Schwartz. I dabble in helping with Vanguard. So I'm going to be helping with Host with the judge program for that. So yeah, I just love the idea of judging for a game. I really do. It's one thing that I used to be a teacher, and judging is one of the best things that go into that sort of thing within a card game. Mm. I've always been that sort of person, and I love it. I do love it. Like, the compensation for being a judge in Bushy Road in general is terrible. I will tell you that straight away. If you are judging for the sake of trying to earn money or to earn special prize cards or things like that, do not do it for Bushy Road because it will not be worth it for you. However, if you are willing to do it for the sake of the community, because you genuinely enjoy judging and to get a couple of nice bits, then 100% go for it.
Nah, if you want money, go to Flesh and Blood.
Yeah, that's very true. I've heard of that, and One Piece is also been pretty good.
Yes, One Piece. But no, for Flesh and Blood, there's the Judge Packs where you can get special coal foils and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yes, that's digressing to somewhere completely different. Now we'll get there eventually. My love of Flesh and Blood is slowly seeping. But you mentioned your channel, your great community, and I hope you don't mind me bringing this up, because there is the problem with this game, and I don't want to like put it down because I do love it, is that finding a player base can be quite difficult.
Yes, it's very much so, yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of places don't stock it. It can be sometimes difficult to get the cards, especially older ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And finding a good player base can be a bit difficult. However, I did notice something in your community server recently, which is that you might be trying to start some online events.
Yes. So, again, my online community on Discord, also on YouTube and Twitch, I'm about 420-odd subs and followers on both channels. So we're just shy of the 500 mark. The goal is to hit 500 by the end of the year, which is a big ask. It's, you know, just less than 100 people trying to join the channels in, 2 months? It's a big ask, but that's my goal. And I think I've got things coming up that will definitely help towards that. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that comes out. I'm really excited for it. But part of what I do, again, the whole point of the channel and the community and things like that is that I want to facilitate opportunities for the community. And that is basically why I do this. Because I love making content. I love editing videos. I love talking about Vice. I am obsessed with Vice. But at the same time, I want to provide for the community. So part of that is that I want to start doing online tournaments where it's totally free to play. At the moment, there's no real price support, but I might be able to chalk out some like sponsors and things like that to try and just get like a box to a winner sort of thing. And basically just an online monthly tournament on my channel or on my server where I occasionally stream a game on there as well and have basically commentate over a game on my Twitch channel. And yeah, just to give people an opportunity to play, at least in a remote setting. I've also assisted with other things before. So there's something called the UK Open, which I was one of the lead organisers for, where we had an in-person event, where it's like a grassroots in-person event, Japanese format, where you can play any set from English or Japanese, following the Japanese ban restriction list. And again, we had like a stream setup going on. I was lead organiser, head judge, stream. I did a bit of commentating as well. And basically, again, all for facilitating for the community. Because, again, there aren't many official tournaments that happen. There's 2-3 a year at most.
Yeah, like mostly at Bushi Vest.
Yeah, yeah. So you got this Bushi Road Championship Series, you got Bushi Road Spring Fest, and then you got the Bushi Road Rumble Online, which is the official online series.
We sometimes get a winter one, but it's fairly rare.
No, so nowadays it's just the three.
It's just the three now.
It's literally Bro, BSF, BCS. They're the only three official series. So we've obviously got the UK, we've got the Weiss Schwartz European League, which is a grassroots event, which also feeds into the World Grand Prix, which is the Japanese series, I guess.
Yep.
We've also got now brand new this year, the Weiss Schwartz UK League, actually created by Jamie from Host.
Oh, excellent.
So you've got the Weiss Schwartz UK League, which is basically similar to Euro League, but UK. Makes sense. Then they've got the UK Open. So we've got the UK Open series, which is again another grassroots event, where it's a one-off event that feeds into like just our own little community. And then we get sponsors for it, we get a prize support, and we just go with what we've got, sort of thing. And that's really unique. And if the community wasn't as small as it is right now, I don't think these grassroots events would happen as frequently. Because there'd be enough going on officially to not need it. But at the moment, there is not enough going on, so we need it to just fill the gaps, I guess.
But at the same time, that really draws the community together.
100%, yes. Yeah. And I will always say that I genuinely believe, and I strongly believe this, that the Vice Schwartz TCG community is the best TCG community.
Oh, they are incredibly friendly.
Like, compared to all your other TCGs where it's very... sometimes a bit niche, sometimes a bit clicky. Especially the likes of Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon. Like, especially because how big they are. You've got certain cliques. You've got people that take things, I say too seriously, but they take things much more seriously than other players, I think is the right way of putting it. Whereas in Weichschwarz, everyone knows it's a chill game. There is a competitive element, but it is more of a casual chill game just to have fun and play with friends. And Bushiroad are fantastic at casual games. And that shines in Weichschwarz.
Yes, very much so. And I'm sure, dear listeners, if you feel like joining the community and maybe even trying to find a game up in the channels, I'm sure that good friend Liam here and his community will be quite happy to help you out and maybe play online or in one of these tournaments.
Yeah, absolutely. Really
sink your teeth into this game.
on my Discord server, there's literally there's usually at least one, if not two, games going on every day where people just basically, I've got a look for game tag where people just tag the role, look for game, and people that have said that they want to be pinged when that notification happens, they just tag the role, they'll get a ping. Yeah, go on and let's play. It happens all the time on my server, which is really, really cool. Just casual games, people either preparing for tournaments and getting some practice in, trying out a new Jank deck and just seeing if it works, just getting an idea of a new set, trying things out on Tabletop Simulator and trying proxies out. We get all sorts. We really do.
And it really brings everyone together, which makes it much more close-knit and makes everyone feel welcome. Mm-hmm. Which is something that this game does absolutely brilliantly. And it's nice to be able to feel like you can walk into a game and just feel welcomed. And it's really good on how it doesn't matter what your favorite IP is. It doesn't matter what your favorite style of deck is. There will be people around you that will be cheer with you about that deck and be excited that you want to play it. It's a very dedicated kind of community.
Mm-hmm. Which absolutely. Yeah, so unless your wife is trash, then therefore it's bad.
Oh dear.
No, I say that in the most casual and chilled back way. Like we say it as a joke. Like everyone's got their own waifu. Like, oh, your wife is not my waifu. Oh, you're trash. That's like, that is absolute joke.
So it's like, this is my pet deck, not yours.
Exactly. And it's all fun and games. It's
of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So one thing I've always wanted to know, because finding cards for the game can be at times difficult, and that's something that you kind of have to accept. What are places that you would recommend for newer players trying to pick up cards for the game?
Yeah, so if you're in the UK, if you're looking for sealed product, there is a fantastic website called Card Cammy, cardcammy.co.uk. They do some very good prices on sealed product. My mate Mike, he's the owner of the place. He does sealed boxes for around £67-68, which is really good for English value. Like for European price, that's really good. If you're looking for single cards, Card Market is pretty good, although a little premium expensive. If you're willing to get shipped from the likes of the States and things like that, and you can find a proxy, TCG Player is very good. You've also got some actual store sites. So there's one called Strictly Broken TCG, which is very good. If you're looking for more Japanese side, there is it's Nova TCG, I think it's called in America. They're very good for Japanese singles. If you're willing to pay a premium, TCG Republic's okay. There's quite a few online stores, and if you search Weichschwarz singles, you will find them on Google.
I know a couple of the UK ones are places like Total Cards and Big Orbit Games.
Big Orbit Cards are fantastic for singles.
I use them a lot for every TCG I've ever played, and it's staggering looking at the list of card games they've got access to, and I don't even recognize some of them, and that is always impressive to me.
I'm lucky enough to be affiliated with Big Orbit Cards, and they are actually incredible. They do some really good, the prices on the cards though as well is really good. For the UK, they are extremely reasonable. But that is because, as a result of that, should I say, their stock does run out quick.
And that applies to every card game for Flesh and Blood, Magic, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon,
One Piece.
Anything and everything, unless. Sometimes you'll get lucky, you will find some great deals in there. I've come across really good deals in the past. I remember once picking up a GP Primeval Titan from there for £8.
And they're valued at 15 to 20 at the moment?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
And this is back when Titan was... Summer Bloom was still legal for Amulet Titan. So the card was worth 20, 30. And yeah. I was super chuffed at finding such a great deal. But because they've got so many great deals on their site, they do just go. And you, yes. it is kind of digging to find the gold sometimes.
Yes.
No, but that is a good thing.
Yeah, that is a good thing. Again, it's great to have... Because trying to get stuff that's affordable in the UK, especially for card games, is really difficult right now. Prices are rocketing for TCGs just to come into Europe at all. Obviously, Brexit doesn't help in terms of getting things into UK specifically.
Not to get political.
not to get political, but Brexit does cause prices to increase. That is a fact. And, you know, it means that things that you could get, like a sealed box in America, you could get for $50, $55. In the UK, you're looking at £70, £75, which is more like $100. So you're looking... A sealed product in the UK is nearly double than what it is in the States. And that's mental. And also there's a whole host of reasons as to why. But it means that trying to get stuff at a reasonable price in the UK is extremely difficult, especially in this hobby, I guess.
Yes, very much so. The always coined term of cardboard crack.
Yeah. I've heard that too much.
but it's like I try and find stuff for a Buddy Fight, a now defunct card game. I really enjoy it. I really love Buddy Fight, and just finding old product for it is difficult, very difficult. But it is still possible thanks to sites like Big Orbit Games, which help provide for us. Not big mainstream card game lovers,
but degenerates.
That one shall be edited out. I love card games. I'm so happy that this is such a great sphere for pulling people in, and games like Weiss Schwarz pull people in, and we will always find our ways to acquire the things that we love.
Yes, absolutely, and.
So while I have you, I also want to talk to you a bit about your channel, Weiss and Chill, as well as your Twitch channel, which you also stream on. What is your plans for it? What have you been doing lately on there?
So, like I said, we've just on YouTube, we've just hit, I think we're at 428 subscribers at the time of this recording. Twitch, I'm about 415, I think it is at the moment, something like that. But at the moment, things for the channel are really popping off. So as the time of this getting released, there will be officially announced by Bushiroad that I am now affiliated with the company. So that means that...
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I am now an official content creator linked to Bushiroad, which is... I've managed to get to that point within 2 years. It's kind of nuts. I'm so proud that, you know, I'm thankful to the community that have basically supported and followed and given advice and helped, you know, be on stream and play on games with me and give ideas for videos and things like that. Like, without the community, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now and have the opportunity that I've got coming up very soon. So as of now, the official announcement will be out that I am part of the brand new Guilty Gear Strive announcements. So I do have, I can't share what reveals are on this because by the time this podcast comes out, my video will not be out, but the official announcement from Bushiroad will confirm that I am part of those announcements. So I can't share what cards I'm, or what characters I am revealing, but I am revealing two characters from Guilty Gear Strive for the brand new English original series, and that video will come out on the 3rd of November. So,
some for our dear listeners to looking forward to if they want to mosey on over and look at your content and give you the same love that they give us.
Yes, so that's mental in itself. As well as that, also, I do my own podcast as well on the side, and I've got the Weiss and Chat podcast. Weiss and Chill, Weiss and Chat, you know, get a point. Recently I uploaded a video where I actually interviewed the marketing manager of Bushiroad International, a guy called Matt, fantastic lad, a really, really nice guy, and got to talk about Bushiroad, a bit more of the internal stuff, more about, you know, the ins and outs of Bushiroad a bit, which is really cool. But not only that as well, I've got an incredible. So I happen to be going to Japan for my 30th birthday, which is coming up in November 23.
Ooh.
And just going for a holiday, just going to chill. But whilst I'm out there, I'm going to be doing loads of recording. So there's going to be loads of videos on Japan, especially around Tokyo, looking at Akihabara, looking at Ikebukuro, Shibuya, Shinjuku, you know, all the main areas. So I'll be doing loads of vlogs. But not only that, I will be doing specific videos related to TCGs in Japan. So I'll be going through like some, where are the best shops to go to in Tokyo, especially Akihabara. What sort of place you can go to look for deals, where to play locals in Japan if you ever go to Japan and you want to play in a local event, and things like that. Yeah, etiquette, obviously, yeah, etiquette in Japan, like that's a big thing, yes, especially for foreigners. It's a really big thing.
I know some of the different etiquettes for card games when it comes to Japan, especially when it comes to like Vanguard. Mm. You use a lot of like your fingers to show damage and like crit values and such, and just like say this effect. There.
Yes, yeah. It's rather than explaining the effect there and there, it's a this is happening, here's the card, like offer the card to your opponent and then go, yeah, you've understood the effect, fantastic. And then, like, you can, like, again, like one thing I'm going to do a video on is if you go to Japan, what are the words that you need to know to be able to communicate in Japanese the basics of the game?
Yes.
So, for example, we're going to go frontal attack or like koroku, like for koroku being like the clock. Or if you wanted to say, like, I'll do one damage, two damage, three damage, you go ichimai, nimai, sanmai. And you like the very basic Japanese that's worth knowing if you're going to play in a Japanese tournament.
Yes.
So, I'm going to do a video on that. This is still mad for me to have to say this. I've got the opportunity whilst I'm in Japan to interview Takani Kidani, who, if you don't know Kidani, you recognize the name straight away, he is the president and CEO of Bushiroad Japan. And I have got an exclusive interview with him, which is mental.
That is actually incredible. Very well done.
Yeah.
That is something you should be very proud of yourself for, definitely.
Yeah. So basically, when there was demo in Shadowverse Evolve in the UK, Kidani-san actually came to the UK to actually help promote it.
I remember that being announced, yeah.
Yeah, and when that was happening, I met him at Patriot Games in Sheffield and got to speak with him. And then I said, oh, by the way, I'm coming to Japan, blah, blah, blah. I would love to come and, you know, come to Bushiroad. Would you be willing to have me? And he's like, oh, absolutely. And like, I had my playmat out with my channel logo on it and everything. And he just went, oh, thank you for playing Vice Shots. And, oh, you're Vice and Shield. I was like, yeah, like, I've seen your channel. Like, you have? What? I was like, hold the phone. You see my videos? And then when I said about Japan, it was like, oh yeah, come and if you want to do an interview, I know you do videos. Would you like an interview? I'm like, yes. Yes.
Wow, yes. He actually offered to you as well.
Yeah, and that's the correct, like, I didn't ask him, oh, could I interview you? And he said, oh yeah, if you're in here, why don't we sit down and talk? I'm like, okay. And then not only that as well, whilst I'm in Japan, I believe I'm having a meeting with Bushiroad to discuss Bushiroad in the UK with Bushiroad International.
Oh, very exciting.
Really cool. So at the moment in time, I have this fantastic opportunity, especially for Europe and the UK, to be right at the forefront of what's going on for Bushiroad and Weisschwarz, specifically. Yes. So it's an opportunity that it's sort of not handed to me on a silver platter, because obviously I've put a fair bit of work in.
You have.
But it's an opportunity that has kind of come out of nowhere to a degree. And just to accept that that's happening and that's what's going on is genuinely crazy, because I love the card game. I love what it does, and I'm obsessed with Weisschwarz. I will talk about Weisschwarz all day. I genuinely will. The amount of times that my wife tells me, Liam, you're talking about Weisschwarz again, stop. Like, it happens on a daily basis, multiple times. I'm very fortunate that she's very patient and understanding.
Why are there cards on the table again, honey?
Yeah, she accepts the office as my space, and excellent. I have cards everywhere. But yeah, like I said, like, having these opportunities to do these fantastic things, being in the right place at the right time, and if you've got an idea and it's something you want to give it a go and give it a try, do it.
Yeah.
And another thing as well, if you're in an opportunity where you can ask a question that might seem cheeky, ask it.
Yes.
Don't, and I live by the motto of don't ask, don't get. And
yeah.
I wouldn't have this interview coming up with Kidani than if it wasn't for me just asking the question.
Well, so, yeah.
Genuinely don't know unless you try.
Myself and Adam can relate because if I hadn't brought up, hey, shall we talk about host? And we hadn't discussed, hey, let's talk about host. We wouldn't have met you. We wouldn't have met Jamie. We wouldn't be having this great opportunity going forward within the game as well as the content creation around it, both for yourselves, for us, for everything in between. And that is purely based on the fact that we went, yeah, we like this. We love card games. We'll love this as well. Let's talk about it. And just that ability to talk about things that you love just draws everybody in.
Absolutely.
If you can find something that you love and you can talk about it, you will drag people in and people will be flocking to you.
And that's the thing. Like, if it's not something you don't enjoy, it's not going to work because your energy, your excitement, things like that, that is so contagious. And that's what draws people in. And, you know, I am always so encouraging about Weisschwarz. I'm so enthusiastic about Weisschwarz. And even the things that aren't good in Bushiroad and the things that aren't good in Weisschwarz, it's okay. Rather than be like, oh, this is wrong. Do this, do that. Rah, 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 rah. Instead of doing that, be constructive. Think about it and go, okay, this is what's wrong. Is it because of how we're doing things? Or is it because of a thing that's out of our control? And if it's out of our control, how can we let them know to maybe consider something else? Like, you know, be constructive. Don't just be negative. And again, there have been some changes lately in Bushiroad card games that actually, thanks to feedback, have changed. The refresh rule, for example, where, you know, when you... So the great thing, again, back to Weisschwarz and the game mechanics. In Weisschwarz, if you run out of deck, where in most card games, you lose the game. In Weisschwarz, you do not lose the game. You simply, your discard pile becomes your new deck when you shuffle it, make it a new deck, and the penalty for doing so is that you take a guaranteed damage, basically, without going into the ins and outs of what it exactly is. But that's the concept. So what was my talking point?
the talking point was how they've changed the refresh mechanic.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah. So like that was done, I believe, based upon feedback that had been received within the Japanese community.
Yes.
So then they amended it in the Japanese community, brought that, as soon as they made that tradition, within a week, they then transitioned it into English as well. And not only that, they've recently done like a community feedback form where people were able to offer their feedback regarding the games and things like that. And that was a really great opportunity. I generally don't think Yu-Gi-Oh!, Magic, or Pokemon have that community have said this, please fix this. Like, and the fact that Bushiroad have actually had a form for people to go, fill this out, let us know what you want to. It's the first time they've done it, but it was about six months ago. But it shows that they're listening, which beforehand, Bushiroad didn't really listen. They sort of kept everything very internal and they made their own decisions. But now they are really showing that they want to listen to the community to grow.
Yeah.
And they are definitely on the right steps. Like, they've got this goal of being the number one TCG company in the world. In Japan, they're pretty much there. But around the rest of the world, they've got a long way to go. And the only way they're going to get better is by listening to us about what could they do to be better. And they've recognized that and they have done that. So now we've just got to see whether they listen to said feedback. They provide it. It would be really cool if they provide a summary of the feedback and then go, okay, based upon your feedback, we're going to do this. And this
That would be really good.
I really hope they do that. I really hope they do because it will show that they care, which a lot of card games are shown for. They get so big to the point where, we don't care about the players anymore. We just care about making money and turning over products.
No.
And I don't think Bushiroad would do that. I think they nearly fell into that trap. And I think they're catching themselves and going, actually, hold up, that's not what we want to do. So, whilst Weisschwarz has like a lot of releases, like there's usually like a release a month, which is pretty standard for most card games.
I didn't realize it was that common.
Yeah. Like, so, like, even recent, like basically.
I know the most recent one was Avatar in my mind.
No, there's been way more since. So since Avatar, you've had as your lane is coming out next week, or by the time, but literally this week, by the time this episode's out. So as your lane's a thing, Arif Furuta is a thing in November. December's Guilty Gear Strive. January is Spy Family. February is Chainsaw Man. March is Lyca Recco or Licorice Recoil. Before Azure Lane, it was, is it Review Starlight, the movie? I think that recently came out. So literally, like, there was a point where it was one every 2 weeks.
And we comment on how Magic has too often product releases these days with the eternal spoiler seasons.
Yes, but in Vice Wars it works. Because of how the Neo Standard format works, which, say Neo Standard, it is the normal format of the game.
Yeah.
There is a format called Standard, which hardly anyone ever plays, where you are allowed to mix animes in the deck. The official tournament format is called Neo Standard. And that is where you have your... IP. Exactly. And that is where, yes, your deck is one IP. That's the standard. That's the format. And because of how sets are released in Vice Arts, where, again... Like the set coming out in October is Azure Lane. That will be for the Azure Lane deck. You can't use those cards in anything else at all.
No.
The next set will be Arif Furuta. And again, the card for that will be for that set, Arif Furuta. And you can't use it in anything else. So it's one of those things where, unless you happen to like every single license and you've got a bottomless wallet, you won't be buying a product every month. You don't need to. Whereas, Magic, to keep up to date with what's going on and to remain competitive, you have to buy every set.
Yeah, it's also a case of it's not a cumulative collection. It's not like, I play this deck. These cards are coming out in the next set to pick up for the deck. This card's coming out in the next set. Yeah. And yes, it may only be like three or four cards. Say like in Flesh and Blood, where in the most recent set we had one card from each class, despite it being a mech set. So some people wanted to pick up those cards for their class, which is one of the good things about the game. It's very similar in that regard. Instead, it's just, you play Sword Art Online. You like Sword Art Online.
Here's a set of one set.
Here's a set once every 4 years.
Yeah, I think Sword Art Online, has had a set every year or two.
Yeah, it's one of the more popular ones.
Yes, it's had how many releases that had? 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, 6. It's had 7 releases now. 8 releases now, sorry. 8. So for Sword Art Online, Sword Art Online Part 2, Sword Art Online Season 2, Sword Art Online Season 2 Part 2, then it had Ordinal Scale, it had Re-Edit as well, which is like a reprint set, basically.
Okay.
And it's the only English set to probably get a reprint set until the new Bang Dream set coming.
I believe.
Alicization 2, then you had 10th Anniversary, Sword Art Online has got nearly 10 sets.
Oh, wow.
And that's the biggest, like, most sets have 1, 2 at most.
Yeah.
If you get more sets to release, it's one, because they've managed to do well with the license, or secondly, it's their own license. Bang Dream is a Bushiro product. Bang Dream has 8 or 9 sets already. Bang Dream, but, I personally enjoy Bang Dream. I have got a Bang Dream set. I used to collect a lot of Bang Dream cards. I've restricted it to one meme deck now, just because I play other sets now mainly. I mainly play, for English, I play Quintet of Quintuplets. I play Hololive. They're my main sets, I guess. But in Japanese, I'm playing a lot of Lyca Recco at the moment. I'm going to be getting into Spy Family. I hope to get into Chainsaw Man.
I plan to hunt down all the Persona cards.
Yeah, to be fair, good luck.
I know. Yeah. especially if I want to start pimping with the... Because a big collector's part of this game is actually that there are special imprint cards with foil, with signings by the actual voice actors of the characters. Including those from the Persona series.
Yes.
Because they've got
Joker and... I think Haru's got one. Makoto's got one.
I know.
Skull has one.
Narukami from P4. Because P4 is my favorite one.
Narukami definitely has one. Yes.
Because it has P3 been released yet?
P3 had a set in Japanese, not in English.
Oh, disappointing. Actually, might make it easier to get somehow, because there's more products in Japan.
Japanese is also cheaper.
Yeah.
cheaper on average.
Until we look at shipping.
This is why when I'm going to Japan, I've got a budget, and that budget is on cards. And I'm going to...
Can you just become like my card mule for like...
Funnily enough, I've already got a few friends asking me for stuff.
I can imagine.
So...
I'll just be there with a shopping list. Like, hey, Liam, you know these card games that I just can't get here in the UK? Like Zillions and Duel Masters. If you can find some old Chaos, that would be great.
In fact, I'm hoping to get some really... I'm hoping to get a few like vintage products just to open on video. Yes,
that'd be great.
Just to show them off, because I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, it
would be. Yeah, so... like Japan's going to be nuts. And... I've got so much going on. I'm saying, like, I guess, you know, talking about Japan and things like that, obviously, the channel and what we're doing there. Obviously, like I said, I'm not only doing the TCG stuff and stuff like that, I am going to be doing actual Japan vlogs where I'll be literally walking around Shibuya. I plan to do a video doing a single day on food only from convenience stores, like 7-Eleven, Family Mart, Lawson's. People that know Japan, you know that the convenience stores, or konbini as they're called in Japanese, they are nuts. They are absolutely nuts. As in, they are, the food quality is as good as Waitrose, if not better, for the price of Aldi. It's actually crazy how good it is. And the variety is mad, and the food selection out there is fantastic. And I'm going to be doing more. I'm going to be doing a few lifestyle-y or daily vlogs as well in Japan, for those that are more, maybe not interested in the card game side, but actually interested about learning about Japan and what it's like in Japan. So I'm going to be doing those as well for that side of the viewer base. And just that entire experience is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And I look forward to be able to share the experience with everyone.
Well, I'm really looking forward to being able to watch those when they get released. So far, it's been a wonderful time chatting with you, Liam. We're definitely going to have to bring you on to talk more Weishwartz, because we did a great job of discussing lots of the core mechanics of Weishwartz. Definitely.
Yeah.
Next time. we explain what brainstorming is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we? No, we spoke. That was pre-show.
That was pre-show. We sort of spoke about brainstorming. We did this great job of talking about Bushiroad and Weiss a bit, and the channel. And but that's fine. Our dear listeners will enjoy the chaos, I'm very sure, because I'm sure that they will be able to hear your voice once again on our 100%. Show, and as well as Jamie, as we talk host Weiss and probably other Bushi games, because me and you, we have a lot in common when it comes to the East and their card game selection. But for now, for the time being, I believe we have given our dear viewers and dear listeners enough to enjoy. So where can they find you, my good friend?
Yeah, so you can find me on YouTube and on Twitch, on just Weiss and Chill. You can also find me on X, formerly Twitter, again, at Weiss and Chill, no spaces or anything. You can also find me on Discord, discord.gg/Weiss and Chill, no spaces. Everything slash Weiss and Chill. You can find me on basically most socials. I am on Instagram, but I don't really post on there. That might change, who knows. You can find me on, again, like I said, you can find me on YouTube, on Twitch, on Twitter, and on Discord.
Well, and you can find me, Connor McIndure, on by the name of Akariu on Twitch, where I still plan eventually to set up a brand new card game venture where we will go into card games from a fresh account, and I'll go through how I would build up account over the course of about a month from a ground zero into a good foundation for you to build upon collection and into a competitive and ranked setting. I will likely be starting with either Eternals, Hearthstone, or Legends of Runeterra. And I'm really excited to get that started so that I can try and share my knowledge from 19 odd years of card games plus at this point into being able to spread that joy with you all. You can also find me on Twitter at Akariu, although I very rarely post anything on there. And you can find me here at the Fantastic Universes podcast, where myself and our dear friend Adam speak about all things card game. And for that, now, I feel we should say adieu.